This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's the Greg Hill Morning Show with your host, Greg Hill. Streaming live from WEEI.com and the Radio.com app. And now, it's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show on Sports Radio WEEI.
This is Bobby from Cambridge. What's going on, Bobby?
Hey, good morning, Greg. Not buttering up to you, but, really enjoy the new format and stuff. I go back to the Andy Mose and Don Imus days, and the whole combination is a lot of fun.
Now that you mentioned buttering up, I have to have butter. I got to have butter for lunch, but I'm glad that you're listening, Bobby. And what are you calling about?
Butter.
Just real quickly, I used to think the other way. I had three sons and blah, 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 and, you know, pay the tuitions and all that and everything. But, you know, the more you look at it is, yes, these guys get a free ride, and women now also. But, man, they're making the institution, am I stating the obvious, millions if not billions of dollars so others can prosper. And it's just the way of the world. I mean, especially being a retired cop, I know what it's like. It's just if somebody's there and they were signed, well, you know, it benefits others. And with Notre Dame having, the last 3 or 4 years, a TV contract, how much does that make?
Yeah.
Because they're Notre Dame.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's just my point. You may have already gone over that.
So you would say that when it comes to California, which has just passed a law allowing college athletes to be paid when it comes to their likeness and their image, you would say that's fine because they're making tons of money for the school anyway, is what you're saying.
Actually, to tell you, truthfully, that's where I think you run in. And again, my own opinion, that's when you run into trouble. I think the education is far enough in what you're going to get out of that and, you know, hopes towards the future if you don't become a professional athlete.
Yeah.
But I think you run in a lot of trouble when you start, you know, going back and forth, just Nike, Reebok, whatever, to make an endorsement.
Yeah,
that's where I draw the line.
But my biggest issue with it is that, like most things, it's none of the government's business. The NCAA is that's a private entity. I get it that education is involved, but all of those. You name Notre Dame, you know, BC, UCLA, those are all their private institutions. They should be able to do what they want to do when it comes to their students.
This is a classic liberal idea that sounds great when you say it out loud, but pragmatically, there's not a very easy application to it. There's just so many moving parts with so many college students and so many college athletes across the country. And as I mentioned earlier, maybe 2 or 3 dozen athletes would really make a noticeable income off of their name or likeness. So you're going to change all these rules based on those select few.
Well,
it's
that's
crazy.
I think that was a great point you made. Is how many, like right now, name three college athletes that you think can go out and make a ton of money on endorsement deals?
Two right now in college football. Tua at Alabama and Trevor Lawrence at Clemson. Two guys who could probably make millions of dollars off of their name and likeness. They will both. Tua is going to be the number one pick in next year's NFL draft. Lawrence will be the number one pick in the year following NFL draft. So they are going to be superstars who could capitalize like crazy. They would be making millions of endorsements.
You think they'd make millions of dollars right now?
Right now, Tua and Trevor Lawrence would make, I would think, seven-figure endorsement deals.
You know who's not going to be making any money endorsement-wise in the near future? Antonio Brown. There is nobody who is going to stick with him. I mean, I think he already had issues with the Pizza Hut thing because I think he didn't show up for a bunch of events.
Juju stole that from him.
Yeah.
Probably also not going to be selling a lot of pink 81s at the Patriots Pro Shop anytime soon.
This is
true.
Just being honest.
No, you're 80, right.
84.
He can't wear 84.
What?
Watson has 84.
Ben Watson. What? What NFL are you going to say?
They prohibit you from switching numbers in season.
Ooh.
That's, well, no. Ben Watson said the other day that the owners own the numbers, that he'd be willing to wear whatever number they want him to wear.
Could have a jersey gate here.
Yeah. This is Dan. Hello, Dan.
Oh, hi, guys. Hey. I don't know if you brought it up this morning, but Kobe Bryant case.
Yeah.
The way that was handled, he was allowed to play.
Yeah.
I don't even know if he missed a game. I'm not sure I understand the legal difference between that situation and Antonio Brown. Yeah, aside from Antonio's reputation, which in this area, you know, there's no other known accusations why why he should just play and let the Eagles figure it out.
Well, I mean, at least Curtis and Danielle, I guess, don't believe that Antonio Brown ought to be on the field on Sunday.
Yeah, at least not this week.
Yeah.
Everything's blown up.
Think about the Patriots and how much they stand to lose versus what they gain against the Miami Dolphins of having him on the field on Sunday. They're going to win by two touchdowns whether he plays or not. So why would you risk? And as Ken pointed out earlier, Antonio Brown probably doesn't know the offense quite that well yet, considering this is his first day of practice with Tom Brady. So give him an extra week to learn the offense.
But there are allegations that are made against athletes in the NFL and elsewhere all the time. And generally, you are proven, you're innocent until proven guilty in this country. I mean, isn't that generally the philosophy that we all follow?
Yeah, but this is a significant, I mean, this allegation is very,
detailed,
lawsuit filed. This is not like this happens every week in the NFL. You would admit this was a blockbuster when it came across last night.
This
the Patriots are reeling.
It's 2019, the age of information, excess, and overshare as well. And Randy Moss, coming out of the AFC Championship where they beat the Chargers before this famous Super Bowl 42, which allegedly was played in Arizona, Randy Moss had to go to Florida to dispute similar claims. We didn't hear as much about it then. Was there talk back then of like, sit him down, he shouldn't play in the Super Bowl? I think not.
Here's a text that says, don't worry, Wiggy will be back on Friday to say that he didn't do it. I mean, yeah, I'm sure that's true.
Oh my God, he's got a free Antonio shirt already.
This is Mike from Wakefield. Yes, Mike, what's up?
Mr. Hillman, good morning.
What's
Danielle,
up?
Good morning.
Hello.
Curtis, I'd like to counter what you said about the athletes making money. Now, granted, there are a select handful of athletes that make a ton of money. What about all these NCAA like video games from EA Sports, like NCAA basketball, NCAA football? Their names and likenesses are used in these video games. Not only that, but they should still get a share of the profits because their likeness and their names are on that field or on that court.
They've stopped those video games because of that. They are not continuing. There's no NCAA 2020 where you can play as Tua or as Trevor Lawrence because of the lawsuits.
Oh, well, I don't play video games, so I wouldn't know.
No, so they've no.
What's
it's
wrong
a good
with
point.
You? What? You don't play video games? What, do you have a job?
Yeah, I draw about 80 hours a week. Remember, I'm the professional shopper.
Oh yeah, this is the guy who gets paid to go get groceries for everybody,
yes.
Which is a great gig.
Great gig.
Great gig.
Is unbelievable. I can't believe that I get paid to do this, really. Yeah, it's just like, it's a joke.
Does it all make it to the person's house, though? That's what I'm concerned about. I mean, is there anything that's eaten along the delivery route?
The marinara.
Greg, 3 years running, I got a 5-star rating, and I got a list of reviews that'll blow your mind.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of those, I think Whole Foods is doing that delivery thing for free now.
Yeah, it's like, great. If you're a Prime member.
Why would anybody go to the grocery store anymore?
Because
you gotta pick out your own produce.
I like to pick out my own produce, and I like to pick out my own meat.
No, wait a minute, telling me, what, you're somebody who likes, okay, Ken.
You want to get like a lemon that's too squishy or a banana that's got a bruise on it?
This guy
avocado.
Has two dishes in his repertoire. Don't listen to him.
Watch your lemon squishy.
So basically, like, you're telling me that you're spending hours in the grocery store fondling the produce.
Yes,
I fondle
the produce.
I can't believe you have time for that. Like, I mean, I just, why not? The delivery service thing is, I mean, there's going to be nobody who on a human basis ever has to interact with any other human ever in their lives again in this world. Everything can be delivered by a robot, and nobody will ever have to waste any time doing this stuff anymore.
As a resident smarm to tabler here on the show, that does allow you to connect to the food, Greg.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, I love people who say, yeah, they want to connect to the food. Yeah.
That's boring to buy.
I spend like 6 hours a week in a grocery store. It's phenomenal. You walk around, you see what's available.
Don't you think you spend more that way, though? Like, isn't that an issue? You're spending more that way?
Oh, I always spend at least, it's way too much every time I go.
Of your dad's money.
Right. I mean, he gets the MX points.
Yeah. this is Marv. What's up, Marv?
Hey, good morning.
What's up?
I'd love to be a fly on the wall at Tom Brady's house today as he asked to tell Antonio Brown to leave the premises.
I don't believe he's living there. No. I think that story has been a bit overblown. I don't.
Oh, now the story's overblown. Unbelievable.
I mean, I don't think that. I mean, do you think Tom Brady is the kind of guy who on some kind of a moral level is going to have any kind of comment on this until it works its way through the court system?
No, he won't touch this. But you could guarantee he and Giselle had a conversation about this last night, right? You got to work with this guy? Can you believe this?
You think so?
Yes.
Are you kidding?
Yes.
Brady's got to be livid, Greg. He didn't want this in the first place. He's got Kraft going on TV saying he's 1,000,000% behind it, and he's basically moved into his place in Brookline, and now this breaks right before he has to meet the media today. It's going to be a disaster.
That pathetic, sorry selfie of him and Antonio Brown is circulating everywhere right as this news breaks last night.
It was well before that.
What is he going to be livid about?
And he has to deal with this. He has to answer questions once again about somebody else screwing up.
Well,
allegedly.
I mean, I think I did warn you all that there was a risk when it comes to a player like this that he is going to create disruptions. And you're talking, I mean, that to me is the biggest, like, screw job in this whole thing, is that you go out and get a guy and everybody is talking about what is the first thing that he is going to do to disrupt an amazing start to a season, and here it is. Yeah, I mean, he hasn't even practiced yet, and here it is.
And you got Demaryius Thomas run out of town, which Fitzy's now celebrating for some reason.
Yes.
It was a great opportunity in New York. Unreal.
A great opportunity in New York. Ken, what a sad place that bunker of moths is that you call your mind, where you come up with all this propaganda and nonsense. That attic of idiocy. The great opportunity in New York. Yes, I'm sure everyone is racing to put in huge claims in their fantasy league to get Demaryius Thomas.
You said that at the start of the show.
I said he would be a nice compliment to the Patriots.
You said Belichick did him a favor by sending him to New York.
As opposed to, what, banishing him to Detroit? Or sending him elsewhere? At least he gets to go play somewhere where someone will appreciate what he can offer.
What? I'm not sure what
the Jets.
Where are you going with this, though? What are you talking about?
Going to New York is good for Demaryius Thomas because he goes to connect with a coordinator he's played with
before. You think he would prefer to be there than to be here right now?
No, he would rather be here.
Correct.
But if he's going to get shipped out of town, Belichick did him a favor.
And the sad part about it is, and the disruptive part about it is, that you could question whether Bill Belichick would have made that move this morning.
Of course. And Demaryius Thomas would rather probably be in Benghazi than be with the Jets. I mean, my God.
Yeah.
Good Lord. I mean, that is football, Ben, gotta be honest. Yeah.
Hello, Randy.
Hey, how you doing?
What's up, Randy?
So I just have a quick kind of like another option about this whole athletes getting paid.
Yeah.
So what about when they're going to sign the letter of intent or, you know, the scholarship and everything? They give them an option. Either you take the full scholarship or you could take 2 years of the scholarship, take 2 years of the remaining scholarship, you could take it cash. And if you believe in yourself that you'll be able to go pro, you take the cash for yourself. If not, it's in the bank. You take it and you pay off the rest of the 2 years. What do you guys think about that option?
And you get if you think you're going to be able to get endorsement money, then you only take half of it. Maybe. I mean, there are kids who are not athletes who are working while they're in college. So why couldn't why shouldn't the opportunity be afforded to an athlete to do the same? Right. All right, 617-779-7937 is the number if you want to be on this morning, or you can text. The text line is 37937. We are broadcasting from Fenway next week on Thursday. It's a 1 o'clock game, so we're going to do the show at Fenway Park, and you could be there with us if you are the ninth caller right now. Now, you got to take the morning off from work, and you got to take the day off from work because it's a day game. So Don't call unless you're able to get out of work next Thursday, whether legitimately or you're going to come up with an award-winning excuse. Right, you're going to start
coughing
and you're suffering from severe stomach distress. Call 617-931-0937. 617-931-0937. You win a pair of tickets to see the Red Sox and to join us as we broadcast live from Fenway before the game. You'll have lunch with us, hang out with a player or two, and one of you will be upgraded to the dugout seats at Fenway Park. So be the ninth caller right now at 617-931-0937.
This is Boston Sports Station. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss, 6 locations, their newest in Government Center, and the virtual program available worldwide. Losing weight has never been so convenient. Bit of breaking Bruins news. You'll like this, Greg Hill. Multi-year extension announced for Bruce Cassidy. So he is going to be the head coach of the Bruins for some time. They won't say when, but multi-year.
By all reports, those guys love playing for him, right? And I'm sure that'll be covered extensively on the podcast, Ken.
It will be. We have a special guest today on the podcast, which you'll enjoy. That's dropping tomorrow morning on the Skate Pod.
Who is it?
Can't reveal that yet.
Why can't you reveal it?
Significant member of the organization.
What do you mean the organization?
It's just a little teaser.
I mean,
Blades?
It's Blades.
He said he didn't want to come on with you, but he'd come on with me and Calvin on the podcast. So take that.
Is it Neely?
We'll find out tomorrow.
Is it Sweeney?
We'll see.
Oh, you learned this tease thing by watching Greg, didn't you?
I'm going to be very upset if either one of them is doing the podcast before they do the show.
Been a discussion? I didn't know that.
It will be now. It is going to be. All right.
Cassidy, though, has gone in 2.5 years, 7 playoff rounds, including the Game 7 of the Cup Final. Better than anybody thought when they fired Claude under the cloak of Patriots celebration that day. Of course, the big news today, Antonio Brown accused of raping his former trainer, a federal lawsuit in the Southern District of Florida, alleging he assaulted Brittany Taylor 3 times over the past 2 years. Here was Adam Schefter earlier with us when he was discussing whether he thinks he'll practice and play.
I think when you're talking about a civil lawsuit, the Patriots seem to have handed it off to the NFL. Yeah. That's the initial interpretation of their statement, right? Like, the league will conduct its investigation, and we'll see what that holds. So based off of that, I'm interpreting that he'll be out there today.
What a scene that will be, right? I mean, cameras won't be allowed for long, but 11:45 Belichick presser, and then 84 or 81, whatever he's wearing, Fitzy, taking the field today under this cloud of allegation and suspicion.
He'll practice today, and he'll play Sunday.
Boy, the Dolphins licking their chops. Take the 19. Dolphins plus the 19.
They lost by 49 at home Sunday, Ken. 49.
They're due. France defeated Team USA today, 89-79. So all these former Celtics that are on that squad, not a great performance. That's the 58-game winning streak of Team USA basketball is now snapped. So the squad will play in a fifth-place game against Serbia. That is quite a disappointment. Marcus Smart had a decent game, but otherwise not much to report. It's the Greg Hill Show.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is the Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
Yeah, I spoke to Antonio Brown's attorney, Darren Heitner, last night, and the first thing that he pointed out was just emphasizing that in 2 separate instances in the statement that he put out on behalf of Brown, that Brown is not just denying some of the allegations, but that, quote, he's denying each and every instance of the allegations that the accuser, Brittany Taylor, is putting forth against him, and that he potentially would like to pursue every legal remedy on his behalf, including potentially countersuing for civil extortion, and that Antonio Brown is doing this emphatically, 1, to clear his name, and 2.
Well, that cut off awkwardly.
Didn't you cut that off before the and 2 part, Ken? I want to hear what the 2 is.
To protect other athletes against, quote, false accusations.
Ah, okay.
That's cliffhanger.
Josina Anderson, ESPN. Let me ask you this question. Because I think this is an important part of this whole story. Can a man be considered to be innocent until proven guilty anymore in this country? Or is
in the public eye?
In the public eye. In the public
very
eye.
Very difficult.
Or is, so if, I mean,
actually,
does...
Actually, I don't know, because I think we're having an interesting swing now, because at the height of the Me Too movement, it was anything that a guy did was going to be looked at skeptically, okay? And now...
What do you mean looked at skeptically?
Like anything that, any allegation that was made, people were always going to be like, oh, really? That happened. They were automatically going to believe it.
So, okay,
right?
So that's not skeptical. You mean that any allegation that was made was automatically believed?
Right.
Okay.
So, like I'm saying, people would be skeptical of the man being innocent. Okay. That's why I should have phrased that properly. I apologize.
Yeah.
But now I think we've got, we've seen so many things, and of course the Weinstein stuff aside and all of that, we've seen a lot of things that have come forward that have turned out to not be true or have been gross exaggerations on an incident that was true. And I think people now are kind of sitting back and being like, well, let's see.
So you think that the majority of people who are looking at this story today don't automatically believe that Antonio Brown did something?
No, I think people are skeptical of the fact that of the timing.
Yeah.
I think they're skeptical of the fact that it went instantly to a civil case versus going to criminal at all. And I think now that this now that the civil complaint is out and it's public and people can read it, and if they're choosing, it's not super long. It's a pretty quick read to filter through it, but to see some of the stuff, I think people are like, "Well, okay, why would you go back and continue to work with him?" That's my big thing in this whole thing. Like, look at the other stuff. I can say, all right, I can understand maybe why she didn't want to talk to somebody about it or whatever, if it had happened that way.
But see, when you say that, you're going to be accused of victim shaming. You're going to be, you're not
I've been
taking,
a victim. So yeah. I get both sides of it.
Yeah.
And I understand why she might not want to talk to somebody or why somebody might wait 20 years to bring something up, because you just don't want to relive it. It sucks.
Right.
Every second of it sucks. However, the person that sexually assaulted me, I wouldn't go back to hang out with that guy again. Right, I wouldn't be like, let's smooth it over and be friends.
And go to work for him.
Like, if I saw the guy right now, I'd be horrified and run the other way. Like, I don't... It shocks me that to read through that, and you would have him sign this letter that says, I'm not going to flirt with you? Right. What the frick kind of umbrella term is that?
So, some of it doesn't ring true to you, having read the whole entire complaint.
If I didn't have Botox, I'd raise an eyebrow.
Yes.
I know it's a couple years old at this point, but I think the country has overlooked some significant rumors and allegations with the guy in the Oval Office. So I think, isn't that evidence enough that people have still been willing to parse things that are serious of nature, but yet...
Well, I think there's a large portion or a reasonable portion of the country that has judged him guilty based on what Stormy Daniels has said or what a beauty pageant contestant
people
has
have
said.
Judged him guilty based, and you know I'm not a huge fan of Trump, but if people have judged him guilty based on a single headline and not even bothering to do any due diligence and research for themselves to find out what the accusation was, what came of it, was there any evidence, how it was settled, and what the backstory is. People don't bother to look into it. They scroll through Facebook and they're like, I saw a thing. It's like the same people that are like sharing the alleged Instagram privacy policy, or Mark Zuckerberg's going to give me $100 if I share this. I know it's probably not true, but I'm just going to share it just in case. No one actually bothers to click through and read. And I know you're not a Facebook guy, Greg, but you see it anytime you post an article about something on Facebook. You post a link to the article, immediately someone or five people or 15 people ask a question that is answered within the text of the first paragraph in the article. They don't click through and people don't bother to read.
Facebook is the original home of nonsense news, though. I mean, that's just what people do there. And if that's where everyone's getting their information, then that's their own damn fault. And you asked a minute ago as to why she would possibly go back into the arms of this man that she is accused of multiple crimes. And I hate to say it, but it might just be because of his prominence. Because of the fact that if she could get him to maybe sign away his bad behavior and promise you're going to be a good guy this time, Antonio, that the fact that he was a top receiver, that he was a big guy, that would make her look good. And in turn, she could make bags of cash elsewhere by, look, I trained Antonio Brown. Look what I could do.
Yeah.
I think Trump's a good sort of jumping off point for this, because people believed or didn't believe him based on their political leanings. People who wanted a Republican in the White House decided to ignore things, and the liberals would use it against him. Just like now, I think, in this context, the Patriots are the most hated team in the NFL. They are the Trump. They're the most polarizing organization maybe in professional sports.
Of course.
So the people that don't like the Patriots are going to buy into hook, line, and sinker what everything this woman says in the complaint.
Yes.
And Patriots fans are saying innocent until proven guilty.
Oh, everybody that was enraged the last couple of days because the Patriots somehow got Antonio Brown are laughing, giggling their way through their day because this is happening to the Patriots.
Well, yes, and they ignored significant signs of, I don't want to say mental trouble, but the guy was not making good decisions for multiple weeks, and they just decided to overlook it. This is what you expected. I mean, you expected this at some point. Maybe
well,
not week one,
I didn't expect,
and not to this level.
I didn't expect this.
Yes, nobody expected this.
Yes.
But
would
some
the,
level of distraction.
Yes.
Would
yes.
the Patriots have made this acquisition if they knew this complaint existed?
I would like to think no. But what do you think?
I think they would have.
You think they would have?
You do?
Yes. You think they would have. If they had known, they would have. They would have gone ahead. They would want this discussion to be going on today and the rest of this season.
They don't want this discussion, but I think the fact that he's practicing today, according to Adam Schefter on our show earlier, means that it's not a needle mover for them.
Well, but I don't think Bill Belichick is going to judge the guy guilty based on a civil lawsuit with, frankly, and it pains me to say this because I don't think he's a good guy. He's not a guy. He's not a character guy, right? I think we would all agree he's not a character.
Antonio
guy.
Brown?
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
So
that might be a little bit of a hot take.
Fitzy would say he's a character guy. You know, I think that
he's a real boy scout.
Belichick likes football things. That's what he said. What does Antonio Brown do? Football things.
but I don't think Bill Belichick is going to judge a guy guilty based on a lawsuit, which, quite frankly, was broken down on the show by an attorney this morning as being contradictory when it comes to some of the evidence that that it uses to justify the suit.
But would you not agree that the owner is in a delicate situation in matters such as this based on the offseason? Even if he's
not found...
You don't think that connects at all?
No. I don't...
It's not on his radar. Not a needle mover for Bob Kraft.
I think that when it comes to the organization, they want to win football games, and they're going to do whatever it takes to win football games. I don't.
So then why wouldn't they have made the deal if they knew this? You said they wouldn't have made this deal had they known.
No, I said I hoped that maybe they wouldn't.
Oh, okay.
And I also think, I mean, going back to the question of, you know, how much talent do they need? You know, is it worth having him on this team after you saw what they did Sunday night?
It felt gluttonous when they did this after what they did Sunday night.
Is it worth having him and this issue and others on this team to create the distraction that it's going to create?
I agree.
They don't need it.
But you know, in a sick way, and this is, I'm giving ammo to Fitzy, this could put him on the straight and narrow. Like, if he was going to act out, I hate to even say this out loud, but you know what I mean? He could actually become respectable in the face of this and just go to work.
You mean this is like he's hit rock bottom or whatever?
Right, he's been embarrassed and now he's just going to, you know what, I'm just showing up and going to work.
On this year's career rehab, Bill Belichick fixes Antonio Brown on the way to 19-0.
Let's see. Here's a text that says, I'm a big fan. If he doesn't play one down, I won't be sad. Well, yeah, I mean, I guess there are some people that when it comes to something like this, they're going to audit. That's my issue, is that there are people who automatically believe it based on the fact that there are people who've already judged him guilty. And mm-hmm. That's a scary thing. I think if you have a son, that's a scary thing. That's a really scary thing because somebody says something and you're automatically guilty.
But do you think the guilt stems from the fact that he's a guy or the fact that he has a questionable past? Do you think people are more apt to be?
I think they're more apt to believe it. Yeah, but then again, there are a lot of people who believed the allegations against Judge Kavanaugh.
Sure.
Based simply on the fact that they were stated.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want an impartial view of this for the crossover? Because there's a man here who has no interest at all with the Patriots. Jermaine Wiggins can come in and offer his take.
Yes,
on the,
I want
Antonio
Wiggy.
Brown
yes.
situation.
Okay. Are we going to get Wiggy for the crossover?
We'll get Wiggy. I haven't asked him yet, but I'm sure he'll do it.
All right, let's do that next. We'll do the crossover with Wiggy coming up next.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
Back to the Greg Hill Show on Sports Radio WEEI.
I took a little risk. Send lawyers, guns, and money. Dad, get me out of this. Ha!
The crossover is brought to you by National Lumber. National Lumber, wait till you see them. Wiggy! What's going on with what's going on with your guy, AB?
You know, you start to look at the situation and you go, wait a second. It's not a good look for him, but it's real, real sketchy of how this information is starting to come out.
Uh-huh.
Real sketchy. And think about it. We saw Hard Knocks. We saw this other stuff. And we see everything else. And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, here comes this lawsuit dropped on our lap the day after he officially signs with the New England Patriots.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Timing a little suspicious.
Oh, yeah,
there's
definitely some suspicion going on. Where does this all start?
Well, the Washington Post is now reporting that the NFL will give serious consideration to placing Antonio Brown on paid leave, which I don't believe would be something that the NFL has ever done with regard to a sexual allegation.
Yeah, I'm not that like that's. I guess maybe that would probably be their best option in this situation because they got to try to figure out, try to get some type of investigate this and get some type of information. But if there's no criminal investigation that took place, now it's them really speaking to her, speaking to him, speaking to whoever else might have been around during that time, whoever else she might have talked to, he might have talked to, this mystery person on social media that has this this unnamed woman who's got the gloves on and going through the phone. Like, what's the purpose of wearing gloves? I don't get that.
I guess there's no fingerprints. Is that what it is?
But I mean, it's your phone, though. I mean, if they find the phone, you don't want people to recognize your fingers?
There's like all this intrigue and all all these things that are associated with it. Are you still leading the 19-0 charge?
I still am leading the 19-0
charge.
Okay,
nothing
to do with it.
No distraction?
I think it won't be a distraction on the field. I think it'll be a situation. The biggest thing is going to be is seeing, because we all know the Patriots have two options here, right? And they say, you know what, we're going to wash our hands of this one because for them, I mean, they making it sound like, oh, this was dropped in our lap. This is news to us. So they can either just separate themselves from him
or immediately say
forget about it.
We don't want to deal with this.
We don't want to deal with it. Or they could be like, you know, hey, Antonio, what's going on here? And because at the end of the day, I don't think that they really have any dirt on their hands from this because they make it sound like they knew nothing about it. So now if they're just like, hey, we're going to let the league kind of take its course and play it out. And if the league goes, well, we got to kind of investigate it before we make a decision. They go to Tyreek Hill route because that's the only route you can go.
Well, Curtis and Danielle both think that it will be a bad look if they allow him on the field on Sunday.
Why?
I just think while they sort things out this week, at least just this week, while everything's breaking until they figure out what the league is going to do, how they're going to move forward with this civil case, and now we've got the announcement that he's going to countersue. I just think while they sort things out, it's a big distraction.
But don't they look at it like, you know, that's the league is, don't you see the Patriots going, the league is taking care of their thing over there. We're going to treat it, if we're making the decision to keep Antonio Brown, we're just going to treat him as a player on our team and however the league plays it out. And if they're saying he can play, he's a guy that's healthy and can play, he's going to play.
Do you think the Patriots can get a proper answer between now and Sunday about what actually happened?
No.
No.
And if
no.
they don't have a proper answer, how can you put a guy in the field who could have potentially done that?
Well, because I think you're putting it in the hands of the league, right? Aren't you? Like we saw with...
Okay, but you own the team. You make the decision. You're Bob Kraft.
We're talking about with Tyreek Hill, right? They said they didn't cut Tyreek Hill or suspend Tyreek Hill. When all that information popped, they said, we are going to let the league and the law enforcement investigate this. And once they kind of come up with a solution here and figure out, give us some information. Then as a team, we can then make a decision.
Yeah, I mean, it's the league is the ultimate fall guy. I mean, they don't have to make the decision. It's a cop-out situation.
Right. Yeah, but if our poll question is any indication, 40% of the fan
base...
Here
we go, polls.
Well, 40% of our listeners say they should not stand by the guy. So 40% of people watching the game Sunday are sickened at his presence on the team.
Right, but I think that's a lot. You know, obviously, it's who he is, right? Who he was and all the stuff that was going on with him, right? That's why I say this is like perfect time. And all the stuff that was going on with him, the hard knocks, the helmet, the feet, right, the whole thing in Oakland. And then, you know, people are already a little hesitant of AB. And then all of a sudden, you drop this in the lap. Now,
so you're calling that a conspiracy? Like that people are out to get him, out to get the Patriots?
Well, I'm not saying it's a conspiracy, but I'm saying you make me want to scratch my head. It's like, you know, I'm gonna like, hold on.
And if this were a New York Jet, what would you be saying right now, Wiggy? If he had signed with the Jets and this popped, you'd be saying, "This is why the Patriots didn't do it, my man Belichick, whatever the case may be."
No, it's not, because listen, if you go back to the Sean Oakman story, that's the number one thing for me in this situation is here, is when guys instantly get accused of this, I'm always hesitant, because it happened to a good friend of mine, his son, who plays for Minnesota, the Golden Gophers. You have to be real hesitant, and like I said, go back and look at the Sean Oakman story. Guy played for Baylor, was in jail for 3 years, accused of rape and all this other stuff. Then all of a sudden, it comes to find out, boom, he never did anything.
Look at the Duke lacrosse guys.
Right. So when I look at these situations, it's very similar to, in my opinion, the Jesse Smollett thing. Is I start to say, okay, let me see what the information that I know I have, and then try to make my decision. And then say, wait a second. Well, all of us, like, the case gets, like, is dropped in our lap. Look when it's dropped in our lap. Now, there's no, why didn't you go to the police right afterwards?
Yeah.
You know? And
I think that it does make you do wonder about
right.
that.
Right. I'm not saying it's a good look for Antonio Brown. Don't get me wrong. But you start to look at the evidence that we have in place, and I think that's what the Patriots are probably looking at and saying, let's let the league make a decision on what they want to do. If they say, hey, we're not going to do anything until we have enough information here, and us as the Patriots, we're not going to get rid of him, then he's there to play.
Vegas has it off the board that the first four words uttered by Belichick today are, it's a league matter.
It's a league matter.
Would the Pats have signed him, Wiggy, if they knew this was coming out?
Now, that's a different question. I think there might be, if they had information about that, if this was out like before, then I think there might be some hesitation there. But that would have been interesting to see. But why wasn't it out at the beginning of Hard Knocks? Why wasn't it out a month ago, 2 months ago, 3 weeks ago, whatever it may have been? And, you know, it's just like it seems like it's the perfect time that this thing came out, right?
If he goes on paid leave, who's responsible for paying him? Is that
my dad?
Well, I guess the Patriots would be on the hook for that.
I guess they would.
Yeah, all of us going to the game.
But you don't like kind of see that to be like kind of interesting that it dropped the day after he officially like kind of we heard that he's officially signed with the Patriots.
Well, I think the timing is suspect. But I also wonder if you're let's say you're an ambulance chaser type lawyer, why wouldn't you go after him when he's looking at $30 million guaranteed as opposed to $9 million guaranteed?
Yeah, that's another good point. Yeah. And you would think that you could have went after him a month ago when he got to Oakland for training camp or whatever it might have been. But I did hear the lawyer on this morning talking about, he brought up a great point, like, why did she never, you know, pursue this in a criminal way? Because if a guy did this to you, right, my biggest thing would be, I don't want this man on the street to do it to somebody else.
Right. Right.
You know, so I want to go after him criminally to make sure this guy's thrown in jail, because if he's able to do it to me, I want to protect the next girl or the next two or three, however many people it may be. I want to protect the next person.
Yeah. Well, Wiggy, you're going to get to talk about it for the next 4 hours.
Yeah.
During Dale and Keith.
Yeah, we got some interesting stuff too.
Yeah.
What do you real take on it?
What did you just give us?
Well, I gave you a little bit of a take. But
it wasn't your real take.
Well, to really feel how I truly believe what I think ultimately at the end of it, there's one piece that I think stands out more than anything else.
Made too much sense right there.
That was a great tease.
You like that?
You're becoming like a radio guy.
I mean, if Curtis can do it, I reckon.
All right. We will be back tomorrow morning. If you missed anything this morning, you can hear it as a part of the full show podcast, which you can download at weei.com or on the radio.com app. Thanks for listening.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.